And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Peg Tollow.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paulie Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is yet another Cherry Red special, beginning with the Vibrators. Bad Time. Listening to Stan Kenton underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Vibrators, track called Bad Time, from a new Cherry Red compilation out that's out in a week or two, I think, called The Singles 1976 to 2017. That's right, they kept those singles going for a long time. What is the Vibrators website?
Thevibrators.co.uk.
It's thevibrators.com. Poorly being internet one, Tony Neil. You might get a second go at it, you never know. Because what we're doing this week is we are picking songs from some new Cherry Red box sets that are out, and some of them are for individual artists, and we're not just giving them one hit, we're giving them two. So three bands this week are getting two songs each. I know, I like messing about with everyone's mind, don't I? But I think it'll work out all right. Cracking start by the Vibrators. Brilliant song of theirs to finish the show as well. But when you listen to the lyrics, it's almost like this song could have been written like last year.
Okay. Right,
fantastic. I've got some additional material for you.
Excellent.
If you've got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Titling your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. That's what Jeff's done. Let's hear his thing. I'll never tire that.
Nope.
It's great, isn't it? Love I that. Actually said that. I said my Facebook bit then instead of that, but it's just, it throws me. So yeah, it's all right. You didn't know. No one else would if I'd mentioned it. But anyway, that is terrific. Jeff sent us a joke this week, and he's got a PS with it. I'm going to read them out. And then we're going to have a massive go, all right?
All right.
Jeff says, I used to work in the circus as a human cannonball until they fired me. Jeff, P.S. I got an email telling me how to read maps backwards. Turns out it was spam. Yeah, well, Jeff, I think you've been listening to that shit advert. Well, you know those shit adverts that we've got on fucking Box? Of those actors doing crap one-liners for some advert or other that I don't even know what it's for. You must have seen it. There's loads of them.
No, I've not seen it.
There's a bloke under a table who they're always on the phone to someone and said, oh, look, then he says, well, he says, and his daughter says, why are you hiding under the table? And he said, because my boss said good staff are hard to find. Right, it's all this shit.
Right, okay. Right,
and these are two of them.
Right.
So it could be coincidence. It probably is coincidence. But anyway, at least I said them almost properly, unlike those pricks with no comic timing whatsoever. So I'm not having a go at Jeff there, I'm having a go at advertising.
Right.
Yes. But anyway, Jeff, still pretty poor by your standards. If you can do better than that, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, type in your email, comedy summons as a joke, and poetry comments as a poem. Let's hear Jeff's thing again. Shiny elbows. Right. Two songs in a row now. Stay tuned for Angelic Upstarts. But first, GBH, Tony. Mm-hmm. They have a new Cherry Red compilation coming out. The Complete Singles Collection. It's a 2-CD job. Absolutely great. You'll find out why. We'll pick one now and one in the second half as well. You know I like to keep things virtually symmetrical. I've got something to tell you about... What's it called? AI, artificial intelligence as well.
Oh,
that's
great.
Freaking me out. Mm. Oh, I've got two things to tell you about it. Shit biscuits. But anyway, as I say, stay tuned for Angelic Upstarts. But first, GBH. I'm not going to bother telling you too much about these bands because they've been around for so long and they've been doing so much. You should know who they are. But anyway, you can find out more about GBH by going to their Facebook page, which is...
facebook.com/GBHOfficial.
Oh, nearly. facebook.com/GBH.official. I'm still having the point. Put the internet too. Don't be ill. This is checking out.
My face is
Prairie Dogging.
It's going well, it's going right. We're feeling great, we're speeding high. Let's play, let's play, let's play tonight. Let's play, let's play, let's play tonight. My head's clear, don't need no beer. I've got a buzz, ain't got no buzz. Let's play, let's play. I'm in a hurry, I've got no worry. My head's right, I'm feeling just fine. Let's play, let's play, let's play tonight. Let's play, let's play, let's play tonight. The feeling's deep, don't need no sleep. Give me a girl, a real star girl. Let's play, let's play, let's play tonight. Let's play, let's play, let's play tonight. Let's play, let's play, let's play. Let's play, let's play, let's play tonight.
Listening to Dead 60s underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Angelic Upstart's track called Let's Speed from a new Cherry Red compilation that's come out called Teenage Warning, featuring a lot of their best stuff. You can find out more about Angelic Upstart's by visiting their website, which is
angelicupstarts.com.
Angelic Upstart's official, they come to the UK. It seems a little bit unfair this week, but anyway, pulling the internet three, Tony Nil. There will be another Angelic Upstart song in the second half of the show that's a rather brilliant cover version. I'm telling people what's coming up, Tony. It's like a proper radio show. It's like we've decided we're not a podcast anymore because podcasts are wank.
Finally.
Now, have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook.
Frankie Boyle. I think I'm too happy about something I did an hour ago and it's throwing me off. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, what you got?
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do go to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment to get in touch. Easy way to leave us a comment is to reply to last week's show, which we post every week. Easy way to do it. Probably the way to do it. Just do it, like they say.
Just do it.
Three comments.
I've just said I hate advertising. You've come straight back. Who said that? Was it Nike? Wankers.
Nike.
Okay. New York City.
Lone Creep got in touch.
Peg Tolo. I love Lone Creep. Peg Tolo, Lone Creep.
He says, oh, yay. So that's nice. He was happy about last week's show existing.
Me
Thank
too.
You very much.
Yeah. I was very happy that it existed.
Alex Ling got in touch.
Hey, Tolo H. We know who he's from, don't we, Tony? No, you don't.
He's Rice of Hadder.
Rice of Hadder.
Ooh, I said that.
You did. You're a clever boy.
You fucking knew something.
Fuck. My God. This is a week of revelations.
Isn't it? He says, great show as always. Thank you very much.
Well, he's right, isn't he?
There you go.
Yeah, that's because it's a brilliant radio show and not one of those shitty podcasts.
That's right. Podcasts are shit.
fucking wank. Podcasts are worse than Nike.
It's a shame that one of our only claims to fame is that we're the longest running podcast in the world.
We are the longest running thing we don't like anymore.
Yeah.
Never mind.
First people to do it and the first people to call it out has been shit.
It's taken us a while.
Yeah. Timo got in touch.
Hey, Tolo, Timo.
And he said, hey, Tolo, here's the ultimate chance of Paul to redeem himself. Call your mother tomorrow and say, Ali's good, some Muttertag. It's happening tomorrow in Germany. See, that'd be great, Timo, but we didn't record the show on Sunday.
And what, they're saying because it was Mother's Day in Germany, was it?
Yes.
Also been Mother's Day in the States, hasn't it? But, you know, what I like to think about the United Kingdom is that our mothers are ahead of their time.
That's right.
But I do like it. The fact that I missed it this year, our one, like the proper one.
Yes.
Because if God's English, which he is, obviously, then the first mothers were from England, so the first Mother's Day was the right one.
Right.
I've justified that very quickly. Fuck you, Mayday motherfuckers.
There you go.
I actually put my two fingers up in both hands when I said that.
You did.
If this had been one of those fucking shitty podcasts where people talk to each other on a TV screen, that's making it not a podcast. When they started doing them that way, they actually called them vodcasts, you remember?
Ugh, yes.
Vodcast, because it was a video podcast. It was a vodcast. The only vodcast I ever did was when we got pissed making the show.
Do you remember how horrific it would be if this podcast existed as a video with me and you split-screened? I don't mean that in any sexual way.
It would depend what I was wearing, Tone, to be honest.
Well, yeah.
I got a new outfit today.
I don't think it would add to the enjoyment of it.
Oh, I think it would.
Oh, yeah, well, the outfit's one other thing. But yes. Yeah. Anyway, that's
if you
it.
Could get a matching one.
Which is I haven't.
Also true, Tony. So many things I've never known about you.
There are many mysteries.
There are.
That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
You.
Frankie Boyle.
Well,
we're back on track.
Yeah.
Right, let's play another track from another band that have got a new album out on Cherry Red. It's only Cock Sparrow, Tony.
Oh.
We played one track off the album that it came out end of April, so it's been out a couple of weeks. Hand on Heart, a brand new album by a very old band.
Hmm.
And it's absolutely great as well. What is Cock Sparrow's website, Tony?
Cocksparrow.co.uk.
It is. You're back on track, cocksparrow.co.uk. This has been a revelationary section in which we both find our way back to the true path. Tony 1, Paul of the Internet 3. You know what we're on, Tony?
What's that?
A one-way ticket.
Change a thing. Do you ever think about the
You're listening to Chop Tops Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Cock Sparrow, track A One Way Ticket from the new album Hand on Heart, and you can get it via cocksparrow.co.uk or just go on the Cherry Red website, which I'll be asking you about shortly, so don't actually give it away now, Tony. Did you do anything last week?
It was what happened last week. So,
well, I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Yeah,
you.
I'm trying to remember. Yeah. So, we had Alcohol Brand Patch last week.
Oh yeah,
that went fine. Getting better. So we'll be fine. It's just we're.
How fast was that practice?
Reasonably.
I just have to say, right, that for no real reason, I stumbled upon the YouTube clip of the Chabs doing. Fuck Off State is Quite.
Oh, right.
Right, and because you start the song.
It's quite steady.
You started it quicker than it is originally and than we'd ever done it before. And then there's that bit at the end when everybody thinks it's finished and you come back in with another one and you speed it up. Poor old Carl was under real pressure.
it's the same story, really, with Mark. I think he's cursing me. It was starting the songs and they are slowing down, but it's just maybe I need to slow down. I don't know. But
I think Alcohol songs were born to be played as quickly as possible.
I think so. I just don't know if we talked to Steve afterwards and it's like, I'm not sure we're getting older and I don't know if we can do it anymore. I don't know. It's mad. But it was all right. So that's going to be fine. We didn't have babies practice because
schedule.
It was train issues. The trains are on strike, so we've got that. So we went out on Saturday instead with Steph to see the horse for a bit, and then I came down with some weird flu thing. Which
do you think you caught it off the horse?
No, I think I probably caught it at the pub on Friday.
You went to the pub on Friday.
I went to the pub by afternoon. Yeah, so walk across the road and have a pint and have a little bit of something to eat. It's my end of week ritual.
Have a pint and a fever.
Pint and a fever, yeah. I came over real funny. We started shivering, shaking. Couldn't really walk with it.
Double dear.
Really shaking quite violently. And then ended up watching Eurovision. Trying to cool down. I was about a 40 degree fever.
It was hot that day as well.
Yeah, it was that, but it was also, I think, just culminated also, but I was shivering and shaking. It was nuts. So could it be COVID? I don't know, because it's burnt out quite quickly if it has, but it's some weird fever thing. It's gone now. Well, good. It's mostly gone now.
Good.
And that was my week. How was yours?
Well, I'm going to tell you about my weekend as swiftly as I can, but first of all, I'm going to mention Moonfall. Have you watched Moonfall yet?
Is that where the moon falls?
It's where the moon falls,
no,
yeah.
It's on
Amazon Prime. It's about the moon falling.
Yeah. No, I've not seen it.
It's called Moonfall.
Yeah.
The clue is in the name, and it's a very good. It's not like Skyfall,
right?
Which is just a Bond movie. No Skyfalls at all. It's a fucking lying title.
It's a rubbish Moonfall, title.
Yeah, Moonfall. Does what it says on the tin.
So that's what you want.
Yeah. I really liked it. It worried me about artificial intelligence, but more of that later on, because basically, it turns out, I'm not ruining it for you, turns out the moon is a megastructure, Tony.
Oh.
And that we are descended from aliens, which is what I always thought anyway.
Well, we knew that.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, so actually, it comes quite close to what I think about the world. Not to worry you. And what happened and how come we're here and all that. So I did enjoy it a lot. Anyway, I also enjoyed the fact that Nottingham Forest avoided relegation without kicking a ball on Saturday. It was amazing.
It fell very well, didn't it?
It's the best way to do it. And I had a bet on Luton to lose, on Burnley to lose, and on Forest to win. Luton lost and Burnley lost, and when Forest went 2-1 up, I cashed out immediately. £145. Super double brilliant. Didn't mind us losing. We hit the post twice, the bar once. On another day we'd have beaten Chelsea. Let's not worry about it. That's that. On Friday night I went down to see my mate Steve in the Jukes Arms.
Hello, Jukes Arms.
And we had a rocking good time. Stayed up rather too late. He fell asleep in front of, I was watching something and I can't remember what it was, but it's something on Netflix, so I won't see the rest of it anyway, so it doesn't matter. Then on Saturday I drove down to my mum's to see her, saw my mum all Saturday afternoon, which was nice. And then at night I'd made a bit of a mistake. You know, last week I said that the Bleach Boys were playing in Welling Garden City.
Yes.
Yeah, they weren't. They were playing in Letchworth Garden City.
Oh.
About 2 minutes from my mum's flat. So that worked out brilliantly well. So Welling West End, they were absolutely great. It was a really, really brilliant night. Then on Sunday, I had Sunday lunch with my mum. Came back, actually watched Moonfall last night. And then today, I received a parcel from Tony. It was only a two-piece bikini.
Right.
Pink, that I threatened on Facebook just over a week ago. The thing, but basically, blame bloody Timo, right? They and they put this thing on my page saying, oh, we think you'd like this.
Right.
And it was a two-piece pink bikini with butterflies on it. So anyway, or not quite a bikini, you know what I mean? It's a two-piece swimwear thing. So anyway, I just put, look, they think I should get this. Do you think I should get this? And my mate, stand-up comic called Roger Munger, said, I want to see you in it. So I just updated it to ordered. And I ordered it, and it arrived, and I put it on. Tried it out in the bathroom, did a social media influencer selfie, and I think I've broken the internet.
Utterly terrifying.
I've broken the internet. So anyway, that's pretty much us up to date now, and we ought to get on with the next song.
Okay.
Barry Ryan, Tony, best known for being the original responsible for Eloise, the Damned's biggest hit, which came out in the mid-80s, which I never really liked that much, to be honest, but it was still good to see the Damned in the charts. He has only got a new Barry Ryan, the albums, 1969 to 1979, 5-CD clamshell box that's out. And I'll tell you right now, it's a mixed bag.
Right.
It does have the version of Eloise on it. His 60s stuff is quite sort of psychedelic. Once it gets into the 70s, I think it picks up a bit. But anyway, you can see for yourselves, there's not a website for it. Do you know he only died in 2021?
Did not know.
Fancy that. Well, you didn't know who he was anyway.
Did you know who he was? No, you're right.
No real surprise there. So he doesn't have a website, but Cherry Red do, Tony. What's the Cherry Red website?
Cherryred.co.uk.
It's cherryred.co.uk. Tony 2, Paul of Internet 3. And this is a title that you could do to pay attention to, Tony. Slow down.
Top of the hill, I fall back down again. Close your eyes.
You're listening to Planet Smashers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Barry Ryan, track called Slow Down from the new Cherry Red release, the album's 1969-1979, a 5-CD clamshell box set, Tony. Exactly. Have you got any gigs?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
He really slowed down that time.
Really did. Thanks for your gigs. You know, a gig for me, don't forget to email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, and how much is it to watch them play. It is international, didn't have to be in the UK, but I found one that is, because you haven't emailed me. It's coming. And also, oh yeah, so the gig I mentioned last week, the Babies Might Be Playing, was cancelled about the day after we did the show. So I think we were going to be the 24th of May or something.
Right, and now it's not happening.
Wigan. It's not happening. Our next gig is currently 12th of July. So I'll remind you of that as it comes. So
I would happily have gone to Wigan with you. I've got some very good friends in Wigan.
Well, we talked about it. I think it might come.
Was that one. I thought it was somewhere else. It was that one, was it?
Yeah, pretty sure it was. Anyway, yeah. Anyway, but this weekend, 17th, 18th of May, it's another gig at the Victoria in Colville. It's a Chaos in Colville. It's Camping, Camper and Caravan Hookups. Loads of bands. Bitching Hour, Kid Clumsy, White Ribbons, Roadkill Drive-Thru, Born to Destruct, who I've played with, Hound, Mad Badgers, Chips and Gravy. Spitting Feathers, Under the Cosh, Black Widows, Tri Subversion, Acme Toxic, Disowned, and Tyburn. Loads of bands.
It's going to be another cracker, isn't it?
It's going to be great. It's not going to fuck about. £10 day tickets, £15 weekend tickets. Is it the Victoria in Colville? If you're around there, you probably know it. You probably go into it. But it's a venue I've not been to, but I've heard about consistently over the last 10 years.
Well, you definitely need to get the Babies down there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We're quite, Born to Destruct we played with before, so we would definitely go on we could do any bloody lineup anyway. If you are in the Victoria Colville area, 6th, 17th, 18th of May,
Victoria Colville area, for any of you Tony.
The Victoria in Colville.
An entire sentence in one word.
In Leicester. So it's Friday, Saturday, that's what it is.
Brilliant.
That's it for gigs.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Right. Now, you wouldn't have noticed, but what we've been on with here in this middle section is a triumvirate of bands that are only getting one song each.
Right.
Before we go back to the other ones. And the third ones in my happy gang are Neon Hearts, Tony, from Wolverhampton, who feature on the Cherry Red compilation, came out a little bit earlier this year, called New Guitars in Town, Power Pop, 78 to 82. Although Neon Hearts would really be described as a punk band, this particular song was a bit more power pop than punk, right? I think you'll like it. And they have a band pack. I can't speak now. After saying you can't, I now can't. What is Neon Hearts' Bandcamp page?
neonhearts.bandcamp.com
neon-hearts or neon-hearts.bandcamp.com making it probably a step four. Tony 2, this is Popular Music.
Some more on our
You're listening to GD All-Stars underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Neon Hearts, track called Popular Music. Find out more, neon-hearts.bandcamp.com. And as I say, like everything else in this week's show, it's from a relatively new Cherry Red release. This one is New Guitars in Town, Power Pop, 78-82, which we did feature early on this year. That's another track from it. There you go. Now, did you do anything this week? Sorry, it hasn't happened yet. Are you doing anything this week? That might help.
It'd be wear week. It's a warm one this week. Band practice Saturday. Working up till then. Get shaking this whatever it is. Fever, COVID, whatever. Get rid of that. And that'd be about it, really. Maybe do some recording like I've been threatening for the past 2 weeks. But I'm getting there. Step by step, getting a little bit closer to actually recording something. That's about it, really. What are you up to this week?
Well, a very good friend of mine, who is something of an IT genius, has worked out why I couldn't do any updates on my tour website, my nottingham.co.uk. I know they can't.
More than fucking WordPress, it's Chrome
and Nike.
Oh, fucking just do it. Just do one.
Just do one. Yeah. That's what the advert is. I want that t-shirt. Oh, we should do a punky radio. Just do one. But yeah, so anyway, it looks like that's now all right. I haven't tried to update it yet, but thank you. Yeah, I know that you've worked it out probably, and it was a right pain in the ass, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, and if anyone has a solution for it, I'll sell it for £50 a time.
Right. That is worth going. If you want to go on the nottingham.co.uk website in a few days and see how easy it was on WordPress for me to update, it's basic Tony's flogging his ass for 50 quid a time these days.
In a two-piece, yeah. We'll code for food.
Listen, in a two-piece, all right, Tony. I have one, if you'd like to wear. It turns out I am a size 14. I'm happy with that. Huh. I didn't want to be a 16.
Okay.
You reach middle age and you worry about your waistline.
It's little things, isn't it?
Yeah. So anyway, I'm doing that. The next thing I've got written down here is 100 albums, but I don't know what it relates to.
Oh, right.
I got absolutely no idea. The next thing I will say is the thought I had in the car on the way down to Steve's on Friday night, right? Mm. There were certain things that when you go in a shop, right, they can be like, and you buy them, there could be more than one thing you're going to do with them. Right, I mean, even as I discussed with Steve, even in the olden days, you don't see it so much now, but if you went in a newsagent's and you picked an album off the top shelf and you went to the counter and you said, I'd like this piece, depending on what sort of magazine it was, the guy or the person behind the counter would probably know what you had in mind, in that if it was, say, Club International, you think he's probably going to masturbate. If it was Mayfair or Playboy, you think, oh, somebody's going to have a posh wank. And if it was Razzle, you think, God, this bloke's not even going to make it back to his car. Right. But you could argue, no, I'm buying it for the car articles and the celebrity interviews with the likes of Peter Stringfellow. Right. There'd be other things you could possibly be doing with them. Anything you get in a shop, there's always something else you can do, except for one thing, Tony.
What's that?
King-size Rizzler. If you go in a newsagent and say, I'd like some king-size Rizzler, please, they know that you're going to go out of that newsagent and at some point you are going to smoke a joint, right? That's it. And the reason I say this is, and the only thing I could think of that you could possibly do is if I went into a shop and I said, I'd like some king-size Rizzler, please. And if the newsagent said, and what will you be doing with that? I said, I just like smoking really long fags. Like, it just won't happen, will it? It's only joints. That's it. Now, the last thing, as threatened, artificial intelligence, Tony, AI. Last week on the show, we played a song I was really excited about by Bobo Bojangles called I think I Just Shit In My Pants.
Yes.
We think it's AI.
No.
And this was highlighted on Friday night when I met one of Steve's mates, and I'll talk about it all the time. Who does the heavy metal podcast?
No, yeah, I know you've mentioned
it. There's a big one and a little one. Dan. Big Dan.
Right.
He said, are you sure it's not AI? So anyway, I checked. There's a load of other AI things on there that have suddenly appeared, including an 80s one that's a bit like Kraftwerk, but it's called Crank Wang or something, right? And there's loads of them, and they're all utterly authentic, utterly brilliant. They've written little backstories for them, and I'm afraid, I think we were hoodwinked.
No.
I think we were hoodwinked by Bobo Bojangles.
I hate AI.
Yeah, I don't think he was an artist in 1962. I think he was something that someone with too much time on their hands has come up with. I'm thankful they did, because it's a great song, but it would have been better. But I'm afraid, I have to say, whereas if we know it's AI, we will tell you, for example, with the metal.
Yes.
But with this, I didn't see it coming. The technology is already off the sheet.
No, it's not.
Not only is AI trying to kill us, in Moonfall, for example, which I don't believe I finished off saying, but anyway, it is. But also, it's messing with our minds so it can creep up behind us. That's what I reckon. I reckon AI is a sneaky little wank sock.
Right.
Yeah. Bit of swearing this week. Yeah, probably deserving. So anyway, that's that. Should we play two songs in a row?
Yeah.
Brilliant. All right. So at the moment, it's probably been set four, Tony two.
Right.
Next track is another one from Angelic Upstarts, Tony. This is a cover version you'll like very much. We've already spoken about them a lot. What I want to know is, were you paying attention? What is Angelic Upstarts' website?
Angelic Upstarts official.co.uk.
It is, well remembered. Tony 3, probably being in step 4. Stay tuned for GBH. This is The Young Ones.
Give me five.
I'm so excited. You're listening to A New Bed Underneath Us right now. The one we played the other week is still new to me. It's only Rahman Mamadi, Tony, Azerbaijani guitar and music, ideal for weddings. Amazing. Lovely. That was GBH track called Give Me Fire, which is from the Complete Singers Collection, a 2-CD box set that's out now via Cherry Red Records. Can you remember what is GBH's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/GBH.official.
It is. Well, remember, I'll tell you what, your memories come flooding back this week, Tony.
God bless COVID.
Tony 4, Paulie B and the Internet 4. There's only one left. Exciting. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Let's hear that thing then. It's a twat. It's a twat. It's a twat. It's a
twat. Doinies.
What you got?
Thanks for your twat nominations. If you have a twat, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. All twats will be thanks, which I responded to. Stiv's been in touch.
Heg Tolo, Stiv.
And he says, Heg Tolo, Tony. My nomination for Is a Twat this week is Robert Kennedy Jr., son of Robert Kennedy and nephew of John Kennedy. He's running an independent campaign to be president of the United States. It was reported this week that in 2010 he had a brain worm that caused him to have a mental fog because it ate part of his brain before it died. He says it's fine now and offered to eat 5 more brain worms and still beat President Trump and President Biden in a debate.
Well, it's a fair point. I mean, you could go through quite a lot of brain worms and still be above Trump, couldn't you?
Yeah. He falls asleep all the time nowadays. It's just, I feel confident of the result, even with a 6 worm handicap, he joked. Which I quite like.
I quite like the idea of a 6 worm handicap. I also really do like the idea of a Just Do One t-shirt. If you got the Nike logo,
must have been
done,
done
it upside down and stuck a punk and stuck the little Punky Radio logo in the middle in one bit of it, yeah, and underneath just wrote Just Do One. I reckon your financial worries would be over, Tony.
Well, could do it. Until we get sued, that'd be all right.
Well, you know, I thought about that as well during the last song. And it's that thing, isn't it? What we're saying about, you know, I don't like podcasts. And one of the reasons I don't like them is that more often than not, it's two people talking to each other, trying to get in as much product placement as they can, or trying to earn money somehow. Yet on this show, all we do is tell major labels and things to fuck off.
We deflect money.
We really do. We are money deflectors.
Yep.
I've been deflecting money very successfully for years. You've only cottoned on recently. But
yeah, just good as caught it.
Yeah, it's bad, isn't it? But yeah, anyway, yeah. I'm sorry. So, yes.
Yeah, that's it, really. So, well,
absolutely.
I think it's fine, isn't it?
Yeah.
So for proving that you have to be a little bit crazy to be president of the United States of America, Robert Kennedy.
Oh, hang on though, but that's sort of quite a good reason, isn't it?
Yeah, it's true. But I don't know.
I don't feel like turning down a twat this week.
No. It's a bit tongue in cheek, I think, this week. Or brain in cheek. I don't know.
Yeah.
So prove that you have to be a little crazy to be the president. Robert Kennedy Jr. from, let's say, Washington
is a twat. Well, I think the Kennedys were from Boston, weren't they?
I don't know. Well, it makes sense, wouldn't it?
The Boston Catholics, weren't they, I think?
Possibly.
Yeah, I can't be bothered to Google it. You'd have to do it yourself.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Anyway, let's do the thing again. Twat! Shiny elbows.
Shiny elbows indeed.
absolutely brilliant. I'm just going to let you know how the world is for me, right? So my last three Facebook posts, right? I did one that I thought was a very entertaining joke about someone while I was watching the snooker, right? And that got 8 likes, right?
Right.
Then I posted the last Punky Radio link, and that got 3 likes.
Right.
Then I posted a photograph of me in a two-piece pink lady swimwear bikini type thing. Mm. And in the hour and a half it's been up so far, 81 likes and 78 comments.
Wow.
That's why the world's gone wrong, Tony.
Yeah.
Or one of the reasons. One last track. We're back to the Vibrators. They started brilliantly. They'll finish brilliantly for us. What I want to know, Tony, is what is the Vibrators website?
TheVibrators.com.
You're a bastard. You actually listened this week. I don't like you anymore. Tony 5, probably been the Internet 4. You're going to like the lyrics of this song. This is Politically Correct. That's about the size of it for this week. That was the Vibrators track called Politically Correct, and wasn't it brilliant? I just want to mention one thing. While that track was on, I was looking out of my front window. My office is in the front of the house, looking out the front window. Someone from, I don't know whether it was Uber Eats or something like that, showed up to the house directly across the road from me with some food of some sort, right? Knocked on the door. The lady came to the door, couldn't open the door, couldn't find her key clearly. He stood there like a lummox for a bit. She then opened the window and he just threw it through. Threw it through the window. It was brilliant. Right, maybe you can mention one or two ways people can listen to this show.
Yeah, don't forget, visit our website, punkradio.com. Latest shows on the front page.
all the shows are on there. Do check it out. You can find us online at various stations like PadunkaRadio.com, RadioAndrew.se, and RadioFelsen.com. If you're down with the fire, you can find us on the Spotify.
App,
be in the podcast section. That's how it works. And also on Amazon Music, in their podcast bit. And if you got yourself one of them Alexa devices, and you're not completely fallen out with AI yet,
The
Punk Radio skill for Alexa, go skill store, search Punk Radio, download it. It's free. Thanks to Poco for that one, as always. You will hook no numbskull. And do check it out. Yeah.
Dirty Arknell.
Dirty.
The thing about artificial intelligence now is it's reached the point where I no longer trust anything.
No, true.
Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog.
But you can't.